Okay, so let's go ahead and begin the Upper District Board of Directors meeting at 9 a.m. on June 10th this morning. And we'll go to item number one, which is the Pledge of Allegiance. So can we get that going?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you for that, and again, welcome. I'll go ahead and go to item number two, which is a roll call. And if you're here, please signify by saying that you're here. Director Santana?
Here.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino? You're muted, Trevino. Director Trevino, can you unmute your mic? That way we know you're here.
Okay, I believe Director Trevino, is that you on 626, last three digits, 211?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so
you hear me now?
Yes. So Director Contreras?
Here.
And President Chavez is here. Let the record show that all four members are here with the exception of Director Fellows at this time. We'll go to item number three, adoption of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Contreras, seconded by Santana. If no objections, roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino?
Yes.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And President Chavez, aye. So the minutes or the adoption of the agenda passes 4-0. Go to public comment number four. And I believe we have one gentleman, Mr. Love, that has requested public comment.
Yes, we do. So we'll call on him in a moment for instructions for those attending the meeting. If you would like to make public comment, please use the Zoom raise hand feature. If you're calling by phone, you can dial *9 and we will see your hand raised and we'll call on you. And with that, I'd like to call on Mr. John Monson. He's indicated an interest in speaking.
Okay, sir. Welcome.
Hey, good to see you all again. It's been a long time. I see you're found a way to cope with the circumstances. I identify with a gentleman who said he put on his makeup. I forgot mine this morning, so you'll have to forgive me. So I hope you're all doing well. I represent, as you may remember, the National Parks Conservation Association, and it's been my pleasure over the years to address you about the Cadiz Water Mining Project, and we appreciate your responsiveness. Based on a variety of factors that we'd like to discuss individually with you as board members, as you have time in the next couple of weeks, we think that the Cadiz project is officially dead and that you and other districts have many more environmentally friendly approaches available from conserving water, where landscaping is a huge opportunity, to increasing local supply. And we appreciate and applaud your efforts on all those fronts. Since I've last visited, things have not gone well for Cadiz. There's been published peer-reviewed science that came out a couple of years ago that shows that the project will drain aquifers and damage desert springs. A state finding in December 2018 from the State Department of Fish and Wildlife said that the Cadiz EIR was inadequate for protecting bighorn sheep. Late 2018, Cadiz secretly funded a neighboring water district, the Three Valleys Water District, to evaluate the Cadiz monitoring plan. And that was eventually exposed as being funded by Cadiz, which is something that your neighboring district didn't admit. And the district used that essentially to lobby against SB 307. SB 307, as you all remember, established the standards for projects like Cadiz in the desert. And we think that those standards are something that Cadiz can't meet. The standards essentially provide that Cadiz has to demonstrate that the project will do no harm to cultural or natural resources. That's an extremely high standard that even Cadiz said during the run-up to the bill that they couldn't meet. And most recently, Cadiz is paying the Three Valleys Municipal Water District $805,000 to have a consultant who is a Cadiz advocate do yet another study of the Cadiz impacts of the project. And we think that that is already becoming an embarrassment to that district and will not in any way influence the State Commission when the State Lands Commission, which under SB 307 would be required to review the project to see if it is safe enough to operate. So we think it's prudent to that all water resource planning done by water districts exclude Cadiz, and we think you probably have. And make sure that every other option is explored. We appreciate what the district has done in the past. We appreciate working with you all. And I just wanted to not entirely be a stranger and say hello again and wish you all the best. And then I will be individually contacting you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. General Manager Love. So do we have any other public comments?
We see no other hands raised at this time.
Okay, so we'll move forward. If I missed you, anybody in the public, have your hand raised or get our attention and we'll come back to you. Otherwise, we're gonna go through the agenda. Item number five is committee reports. So we have three reports in front of us. One from the Government Affairs, one from the Water Resource, and the other one Administrative and Finance. Any of the chairs wish to add to those reports that are in the packet may do so now.
Mr. President, they're posted, and we're going to take action on all of those items near future, couple minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Any other actions or comments under committee reports? If not, I'll move forward to consent calendar. We have three items under consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Contreras, seconded by Santana to approve the consent calendar as presented. Any objections? If not, let's take a roll call vote. All those in favor, please say aye. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino? Director Trevino? For the consent calendar?
Aye.
Okay. Director Contreras?
Aye.
And President Chavez, aye. It passes 4-0. Thank you. We'll go to item number seven, and I like to go a little bit out of order on item number seven. I would like to move item D up front, and if I could read what that action is. Item 7D is to approve a resolution number 6-20-611 honoring the outstanding service of Kenneth R. Manning, the San Gabriel Valley Water Quality Authority Executive Director. All of you know who Ken is, and he has worked tremendously throughout the San Gabriel Valley in different capacities. And Tom, did you want to share some other information?
Ken has announced his retirement at the end of this month, but he's promised he's not going completely away for a while. And so I think it's particularly for Upper District and Ken's legacy in the Valley and both his personal and his family's history and water in the Valley, warrant some acknowledgement. Ken and I have worked together very limited while he was on the Upper District Board, but then when Ken went out to the Chino Basin Water Master, he essentially had Tony Zampiello's job out at the Chino Basin. We worked very closely together and continue to do so ever since then. And so, not to steal the board's thunder, but we all certainly recognize the contribution that Ken has made to the water community and the community at large in the San Gabriel Valley. So I personally wanted to say a few words. Thank you, President Chavez, for allowing me to do that. Thanks, Ken.
So at this time, let me make the presentation, and then Ken, if you could, I'll give you the floor after that, and then the board of directors may respond to that. So with me, I actually have it here. It's this big resolution stating everything that you have done. We ran out of space, so we know you've done a lot more than this. I'll be presenting this to you pretty soon. You're there in West Covina. I'm just like about 3 miles from you right now, and I'll be happy to personally deliver it itself. But I wanted the board to recognize your accomplishments, and if you could also share stories of your dad's participation too. We don't want to forget him. And this is kind of exciting and sad at the same time, that you're departing and retiring. You definitely deserve it. But I could recall that time when he retired from the Board of Education. At the time, the assemblyman presented you a resolution from the assembly on your retirement. And you remember who that was, Ken?
It was you, as I recall.
Yes. So all the time we're meeting, you're always retiring, and I'm always there to present you an award. So we got to stop meeting like this, okay?
So yeah, I promise this is the last retirement.
Oh, you've done so much. Well, on behalf of the board of directors and myself, we want to wish you the very, very best. You are outstanding. Your knowledge of the valley is tremendous, and we don't know what we're going to do without you. So at this time, Ken, do you have a couple of words that you'd like to share with us and wisdom?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank the board. As I think about, this period of time in my life and I look back, so many of you who were on this meeting, I've known for so long, including you, Ed, who I've probably known now for 30 years. Tom mentioned the time, starting out in Chino Basin. Of course, we knew each other before then, but we really got to work together out there very closely. And of course, Steve Johnson, who is sitting in the old Water Quality Authority office there, the old boardroom. Al, and who I sat on the board with, you can't leave out Tony, who I served on the board with there at the Upper District for so long, and who I teamed up with on so many great projects back in the years. And I'm of course Robert, got to know from Chino Basin, Patty working with, just so many of you have, and Christy, gosh, God, how can I mean, Christy and I have been working on things back when my dad was on the board, and I'm with my mom and stuff. There's so many memories of stuff here and the things we've done here in the San Gabriel Basin. And I got to tell you, it's been a privilege to work with so many great professionals, in this business. It really is. And many of them are, I'm looking at the screen and watching right now. All of you, you've added so much to the San Gabriel Valley water, life and the residents of the San Gabriel Valley will never know how much indebted they are to all of the work that you have done. I'm sad that I haven't had a chance really to work with Jennifer too long. I know she's going to be a great board member. I've had a chance to meet with her, and I'm really glad that she's on the board. And Charles, you bring so much experience to the board, and it's been great. And so I thank you so much for the resolution and the acknowledgement. It's been a great 3 decades working with this group. So thank you so much.
And if I could share that a lot of people have worked with you on this board. I'm probably the only one who probably didn't work with you on the upper board because this was your seat.
Yeah, that's true.
And although I've been in office for 33 years, I knew I could never have beat you. That's why I never ran against you. I had to wait for you to retire to take this seat. So I thank you for doing that and giving me this job, literally. So we'll go around the table. And Director Santana, would you like to share any comments?
Absolutely. Well, let's see. I do remember the first time that I met Ken, and it was at one of my favorite restaurants, and it was before I had been elected. And I was completely impressed with, first of all, his knowledge on water in the San Gabriel Valley and also how complex the whole situation is. And I'm just so grateful that I had an opportunity to see you in action. All your comments on the Water Quality Authority, your presentation for Upper District, and looking forward to continuing conversations as they come up. So thank you so much for everything you've done. It's a huge legacy. So very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Tony Fellow, are you on that where we can hear you? Director Fellow? We'll pass on Tony for right now. Director Trevino?
I have the utmost respect for Ken Manny. When I was doing government relations work back in the 80s, and I think I ran into Ken. We're going to miss you, Ken.
Thank you, Charles. It's been a great time.
And Director Contreras?
Thank you, President. I want to follow up on Director Santana's information. I agree with her 100%. Ken did bring a lot of knowledge. I think he was taught very well by his father and mother. So I have to give the mom some compliments as well. So he brought he helped us in the board, WQA when it originated, the upper district when we worked with him and he worked with us, whatever. And again, for the entire San Gabriel Valley, it's going to be a great loss. I know he will be around to mentor us, ask him any questions about any water issues or San Gabriel Valley, the political aspect of it. He knows it very well. He's done a great job. And Ken, congratulations on your retirement. I was looking forward for you for your retirement, not because I need a job, but because I felt you needed a timeout. I enjoy my retirement, and I know you will enjoy your retirement, especially traveling with your wife where you guys are both healthy. Enjoy it.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
So, Steve Johnson, did you want to say a couple of words?
Yeah, thank you very much, President Chavez. Hi, Ken. How are you, man?
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. I just want to tell you real quick, Ken, that for people in the basin, and one of the things I so much appreciate working with you, Ken, is that there's a lot of people doing things out in the basin or trying to do things, but working with you, all of the things we've ever worked on, you brought an attitude to what we tried to do to actually get things done. There was always pulling things together, figure out what we're going to do, and then figure out how to actually get it done. Not just talk about it or spend time and money on it, but get it done so we can move on to the next thing. And I think that shows with all the things that you've been able to get done in the San Gabriel Valley. So it's been a lot of fun. I like it too. I like to get things done because there's always something else to do. We move things on and get it done. So I really wanted to really appreciate that, working with you that way. I will tell you, there's only a few people that have attended your dad's retirement and yours. And I realize I was only a teenager when your dad retired. but to be able to be a part of your dad's retirement and work with your dad, with Tom, your dad, and the rest of the folks on the Upper District Board and the Water Master back then, just an amazing time. And it's been amazing working with you. I appreciate it so much. And I definitely wish you the best. So have fun out there.
Thank you, Steve. A lot of great memories working with the Stetson firm, I'll tell you that.
Yep. Good.
Well, I was fortunate to have been on the WQA for the last 12 years as a director, then an alternate, then as a director. And when we had the position open as executive director for the WQA, we were looking for a leader to lead the agency. And Ken's name came up to replace the previous director, executive director. And so Ken invited me to breakfast so we could talk about this. And Ken didn't know this, but he had me at hello. And I still attended because I was going to get a free breakfast out of it. But Ken, your heart was there for the agency, and I was a big supporter, and I've always been, and I still am. And you have done a tremendous job. The knowledge that you have in the valley is going to be missed. Hopefully, you'll still be participating in some capacity as a panelist. Hopefully, at one of our water forums once again. You're not going to be forgotten. Your father was never forgotten. Your mother was never forgotten. And that legacy will definitely live on in the water industry, not just the Upper District or the WQA. So, again, on behalf of the district, we love to see you once again. And this is not goodbye.
Thank you, Ed. Some of you know that my daughter, Steve, actually worked with my daughter for a while. She's the third generation. She's working up in San Luis Obispo as a water engineer. She's a partner now in the firm up there of the John Wallace Associates. And she started actually with Steve over there at Stetson, doing some internship, working with him, trying to find out whether she wanted to be a water engineer. So she's the third generation. I tried to get her to move back to the San Gabriel Valley, but that's not going to happen. But thank you so much, Ed. I really appreciate it. You know, you and I have worked together in a lot of different formats, whether it was a school district, whether it be the state politics, or whether it be the city of La Puente. You and I have gone, you know, toe-to-toe on issues, and we have stood side-by-side on issues. And it's been great working with you, and I hold you in great esteem. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. No director or fellow at this time, huh? Well, you know,
a good thing you don't let Tony talk, because he's got too many stories about him.
I was going to say, we all know you, but Tony knows you more.
That's true.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely save it for next time. Maybe at the end, he'll join us. And
thank you.
Under board comments. Well, let's go ahead and move forward. Thank you for that. That was very special for us. Let's move to item number 7B, which is presentation of the 2020 Urban Water Management Plan. And there's a recommendation for the board. Tom, do we need any discussion on this before we move on?
No, just real quickly, this was reviewed by the Water Resources and Facilities Committee. The committee has moved it forward with a recommendation to the board to adopt staff's recommendation.
Okay, so is there a motion?
President Chavez, I'm confused. Are we talking 7A, 7B, or 7C?
Oh, my apologies. I told you we'll go out of order. Well, since I brought up 7B, that's what we're talking about, 7B.
Okay, thank you.
Which is the Urban Water Management Plan. So is there a motion on that?
Make a motion to approve Water Resource Facility Management Committee's recommendation, please.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Contreras, seconded by Santana, to approve 7B, the Urban Water Management Plan. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, we're going to roll call vote.
Mr. Chair, we need a roll call, yeah.
Yes, roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
President Chavez? Aye. Passes 4-0. We'll go to 7A, which is the approved recommended legislative positions. These bills have gone through the Government Affairs Committee for a recommendation. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion, President Chavez.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved by Contreras, seconded by Santana to approve the legislative positions of the district. All those in favor, we'll go roll call vote. Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And President Chavez, aye. So it passes 4-0. We'll go to 7C.
Oh, President Chavez, if I may?
Yes, please.
Just a quick mention on AB 3256. This is a bond measure that we support. It looks like it will be delayed. So I just wanted to mention that.
Okay, so noted. And our committee will definitely look at that for further information. We'll go to 7C, which is the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget and calendar year for 2021 water rates and charges. There is a recommendation in the Administrative and Finance Committee. Is there anything that needs to be mentioned, Mr. Love?
No, as mentioned, this is the budget has been reviewed at several of the Finance and Admin Committee meetings. Producers have been allowed to participate in those conversations. We've reached out to the producers as well. In those meetings, we've reviewed the water rate increases from Metropolitan Water District, which are around 2.5% beginning January 1st of next year. Upper District surcharge remains unchanged. Evelyn, I believe it's the fifth or sixth year in a row where our surcharge has not been increased. And that's what's proposed in the budget. Also in the committees, we did review from the preliminary budget and identified a need to reduce some expenditures. We've used a little more conservative water sales projection this year. And so as a result of that lower revenue, we reduced the budgeted expenditures by about $800,000 in this budget, which we are asking the board to consider for adoption. And with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So is there a motion for approval?
So moved, Mr. President.
It's been moved by Contreras, seconded by?
Santana, second.
That's it. right on cue. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. In a roll call vote, Director Santana?
Aye.
Director Fellow? Director Trevino?
Aye.
Director Contreras?
Aye.
And President Chavez is aye. That also passes 4-0. And that dispenses with item number 7. And we'll go to item number 8, which is informational items. There's two items there, press releases and newspaper articles that you may read at your leisure. No action needs to take place. We'll go to item number 9, attorney's report. Mr. O'Neill, do you have anything to report?
I need to. I'm sorry, I had trouble unmuting. Yeah, a few things to report, Mr. President. The COVID situation is still impacting a lot of the water community, and as it affects Upper District, we've had to work in the past couple of weeks with Evelyn on a few matters involving potential return to work policies, work from home impacts, the interplay between these issues and the Family Medical Leave Act, the FMLA. We also working with staff on a work from home request and potential work accommodations. I've also been working with Tom and Patty on the Central Basin legislation. I believe it's SB 625. We've been tracking that, working with staff, and also been working with Marcia Scully at Metropolitan Water District to track those developments. Work with Evelyn on the standby charge ordinance, and work with staff on some incompatibility issues where we generated an opinion on that matter. But that pretty much sums up our activities since the last board meeting. I'd be happy to entertain any questions.
Any questions for our attorney? If not, thank you, Mr. O'Neill. We'll go to item number 10, engineer's report. Mr. Johnson.
There, I was a little slow. Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Just a really a short report. We're in the time of year where we're not doing much, too much with water, just watching the basin react to the pumping and the heat. The key well elevation measured on June 5th was measured at 203.7. It dropped about a half a foot from just the prior week, and it's actually dropped about almost 2.5 feet from the prior month, so it is dropping. Combination of the pumping that's going on in the basin to serve the water demands. We weren't spreading any water over the last week or the last month. So we're seeing the key well drop fairly rapidly right now. A little bit of that also has to do with the fact that we did have a pretty good mound in the basin because all the spreading that was done. So naturally it would be dropping a little bit just to even out the water supply throughout the basin, a little bit of a reaction to the high mound. So again, I remind everybody the historic low was 169.4 back in late November 2018. We try to operate, as you guys, we have a graph up there. We try to operate the basin above the minimum operating, the management level at 200 feet. We are still above it, but not a lot. You can see over on the right-hand side, the actual water level elevation has dropped quite a bit over the last several weeks. There's a pointer right there. So that's what's going on in the basin. Right now, there's a bit over 200,000 acre feet in cyclic storage in the basin right now. So that represents about 26 feet of elevation just in cyclic storage water. That's a lot. Typically, we run somewhere between 50 and 100,000. So we've got quite a bit of cyclic storage water in the basin. Some of that is RDA water that will be purchased out of cyclic storage. It won't be used as replacement water. It'll be purchased out and just become basin water supply. So different from the past. In the past, when we had cyclic storage water in the basin, essentially all of that water was going to be pumped out as replacement water or be pumped out in the future. In other words, somebody's name was on that. So a big chunk of the water that we have in the basin right now is for the basin. Quick numbers on the RDA program for the basin. This is the program that brings in imported water for the benefit of everybody. It's an augmentation to local stormwater supply. The amount of water delivered so far under the RDA program is about 175,000 acre feet, so represents well over 20 feet, almost like 22 feet in the basin. A lot of water been purchased just for the benefit of the producers. Nobody has the right to pump it out individually. It's just to keep the water levels up. Out of that 175,000, 55,000 has been purchased out so that it actually has become part of the basin. We still have 120,000 acre feet of RDA water in the basin that still needs to be purchased from MWD as part of the long-term agreement that the upper district and the water manager negotiated with MWD. So that's what's going on there. Canyon storage, because of the late storms and the runoff into canyon basins, we created some storage up in the basin, which is good. We heard us talk about somewhere around 60,000 acre feet of additional storage was added to our canyon storage. Releases started on that releases started on June 9th. Yesterday, I think that was yesterday, started on June 9th. Yep, today's the 10th. We're started on June 9th at 250 CFS. All of the water, the local water right now, is going into Santa Fe. So you'll see some water showing up at Santa Fe again. We'll see some water being put into the spreading grounds and be percolated in the basin. So that'll help slow down the key well elevation decrease. That'll slow it down. Tony is working with the spreading committee, the protective associate and the spreading committee, and the people, the folks down in lower area below Whittier Narrows. At some point in time, and they're working on this, but at some point in time, the releases will likely be increased out of the canyon storage enough to where we'll still put water in the Santa Fe spreading grounds,
but there'll be enough of a release out of Santa Fe so that the water will run past Santa Fe and on down the river, and some water will be delivered to Central Basin for their replenishment program. So there is some discussion. There is a discussion between the upper and lower area on a sharing of this local water. When we release it, sharing between the upper and lower area, and Tony is working on that right now. Inflow into San Gabriel, not bad news, because we are in early, almost to the middle of June, and inflow into San Gabriel, this is out of the watershed, inflow into San Gabriel is still about 60 CFS. You heard previous reports, we were up 130, 150 CFS. It certainly dropped off, but we are still seeing inflow into San Gabriel of about 60 CFS into storage, so we're adding 60 CFS is about 120 acre feet a day. We're adding that to storage just from the watershed every day. So that's good. Rainfall, nothing exciting on the rainfall. Puddingstone and Los Angeles, LA, are both right near long-term average. 91% at Puddingstone and 98% downtown LA. Rain's over with, so we're going to finish up this year just close to long-term average. And lastly, on our water quality, during May, we did sample 85 wells under the Title 22 program, where we're sampling wells for water quality. During April, there were 24 wells sampled under the same program, and we did not receive any notices of new wells being shut down for water quality. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. Anybody have any questions for our engineer?
I'm good, thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, if not, then we'll move over to item number 11, General Manager Report. Mr. Love.
Yeah, so I'll start off by reporting on our office return to work status, but I did want to share, I should have brought it up on my screen, I saw a cartoon showing Father Time with 2020 sash, and his statement was, I'm putting in for an early retirement. So that being said, I think from upper district perspective, if we ignore the rest of the stuff going on in the world, we're doing really well. And so we had planned to start a phase one return to work, about half the staff coming in each day. And so we're not putting staff in adjacent cubicles right next to each other. That was planned for last week, last Monday. However, at that time, there were curfews in effect, and if we would return to our regular work hours, some of the employees may not have made it home before the curfew was in effect. So we postponed that for that week, and then we didn't know when the curfews would be listed, so it's been postponed for this week. I'll tell the staff right after this board meeting, and those who are on the line will hear it now, we will reactivate that plan for next Monday to have half the staff coming in on alternating days, and begin that return to work. In the meantime, all of our work duties continue to be done very effectively. And as I've mentioned before, in many, many cases, we've become more efficient and more productive. Also on the positive side, at Watermaster's meeting, and I know we got the Watermaster report later on, but the San Gabriel Valley Water Company has placed an order for 5,000 acre feet of cyclic water. Tony Zampiello indicated his preference, and I certainly agree with this, is we're going to hold that order and make sure that we have sufficient RDA revenue from Watermaster to cover the purchase agreement for the December metropolitan invoice under that five-year purchase agreement. But that's 5,000 acre feet we did not include in the budget. If the RDA revenue comes in as expected, that will be an additional sale of water. Also on the revenue front, on Monday, the San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District adopted a resolution related to their providing replacement water that results from a producer making a water rights lease or transfer. This was an issue that's been around for a number of years. My predecessor, Shane, began to try and address the issue. Essentially, what that action did by a producer was move about 2,500 to 3,000 feet of production out of Upper District service area and into the San Gabriel District service area. This resolution they've adopted now will require that replacement water be met by upper district. So on average, we should see our water sales return to what they were several years ago prior to this action being taken, and that's good news as well. Also on the financial front, we've been watching our property tax revenue carefully as we have a standby charge and we have other property tax revenue. Evelyn has reported to me that every indication from what we've received so far from the county has indicated there's really no significant decline in the property tax revenue. So we've got one cycle out. The county property taxes were due in April. The next installment would be due in October. So we'll keep watching that. And if there's any change, we will let you know. That's all I had to report, and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from directors? Director Contreras, go ahead first, and then Santana next.
Not in regards to his presentation, but I have a question because most other water entities have set up an ordinance for receiving potential refunds on any expenses related to COVID-19. So has the upper district incurred extra expenses due to this COVID-19, the coronavirus? Because there's an ordinance that you have to do to potentially get refunds on any additional expenses. I don't know if we're aware of it, but most other water industries like gloves or different masks and stuff like that they incur expenses, they may be able to get that refunded. Are we doing something similar to that, or we have not really incurred anything really?
Well, I'll answer the second question first. Our expenses to date, we bought a few extra masks and gloves, and I believe we may have invested in a computer monitor first. Actually, I think we used one out of storage. So our expenses have been very, very minimal related to COVID. But Director Contreras, we'll look into that ordinance or resolution that might entitle us to some reimbursement. But as I say, our expenses have been very minimal.
I agree, but just decided to bring it up. Because as I attend other water meet or conferences and board meetings, they do that. Or they're doing that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Director Santana?
Thank you. Regarding the upper district sales returning to the level, what you were talking about, what's the timeline on the beginning of this legislation or the beginning of this?
So the resolution the San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District adopted takes effect immediately, and they adopted that on Monday. Now, given the way the groundwater production works and the replacement obligations and all of that, we might not see that show up this year, but on average, it should be an additional 2,500 acre feet of water per year of sales for upper district. So if you use our surcharge as a benchmark, that's about $250,000 additional revenue a year that we haven't seen for the last, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago when this transfer took effect.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments for the general manager? If not, then we'll move forward to item number 12, Metropolitan Report. That report's in our agenda. Director Trevino, did you need to share any additional information?
No, Mr. President. We're good.
Okay. Item number 13, which is Water Quality Authority Report. That report is in our packet. I just wanted to share our next meeting will be Wednesday, June 17th at 12 noon. And Ken Manning, I know you're still there. Is that going to be your last meeting, or is there another meeting after that for you? You're on mute. There.
Yeah. No, that's my last meeting, and then Randy will take over. As you know, there's an overlap going on here. He is the executive director designate, and he will immediately take over as soon as I walk out the door at the end of the month. So, no, that's my last board meeting, and it's been a lot of board meetings, but that's the last one.
Well, for those people that are interested, especially those that are at our meeting right now that are participating in this meeting and didn't get to share any comments about Ken Manny, you're more than welcome to join us at our June 17th WQA meeting. Hopefully you can make it at 12 p.m. and share any insight that you wish, and any condolences that we might have by losing our great executive director at that time. So as far as the water quality, that's the only thing I had to report. Mr. Love?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that Randy is on the call. I've unmuted him. I don't know if I'm sure the board would want to welcome him in as the executive director of the Water Quality Authority.
Randy, welcome.
Thank you, President Chavez. Thank you very much. I appreciate it's wonderful to hear all the kind words you had for Ken, because Ken certainly deserves all of that. And I have definitely benefited from watching Ken work and working closely with Ken myself. And so all those words that you've shared with him are well deserved for Ken. I'm obviously I'm looking forward to taking over next month, and so hopefully continue the good work that we've been doing here at the Water Quality Authority. Thank you, Mr. President.
So Randy, can you share with us how many years you've been with the Water Quality?
About 26 years.
Okay, just a rookie.
Yeah, just a rookie. And, you know, the time that I was here in the early days and Ken was a board member for this agency. And so, yeah, now he's been our executive director. So, yeah, been here a while. And it's been a great agency to work for, and I'm looking forward to continuing.
Well, definitely big shoes to follow in Ken's footsteps there, but I think the water quality will be in good hands under your leadership as well. So thank you for taking that responsibility.
Thank you very much.
We'll go to item number 14, Water Master Report.
Water Master Report is in the packet, Mr. President, so unless anybody wants us to elaborate on it. It's available to the public.
Thank you. And I think there's a committee, a Water Master Committee this afternoon at 1:30 as well.
I believe so, yes.
Yes.
That's the Water Management Committee.
Yeah, okay. The Management Committee.
Sounds good. We'll take note. I think I'll be on that one as well. We'll go to item number 15, which is AB 1234 Compliance Report. That's in our packet. Does anybody need to add to that report? If not, then we'll go to director's comments, and we'll go to Director Santana. Final comments?
Yes. A quick question. How long has the Water Quality Authority been an agency?
Ken?
27 years. We started in March 1st of 1993.
Okay, great.
Now, it's my understanding, Ken, and you could correct me, it was Senator Newt Russell that did the legislation, and my former boss, Sally Tanner, in the assembly that co-authored it?
You're right. Those two were the primary advocates for the organization, and they did a heck of a job. One, as you know, one was Republican, one was Democrat.
Yes.
And it was a landmark piece of legislation. And as far as I know, we are still the only organization of our nature anywhere in the state or country.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing organization, amazing work. Thank you.
Great. The only other comment I have is, this item was in the informational items in our packet. It's similar to something that I've been following. It's a kind of a molecular biology type of thing, so it appeals to me. The sewage could become next virus surveillance method, EPA says. So this is really neat. They're going to be testing wastewater to see the how many areas are, how it's affected, how whole populations are affected. So they're doing a pilot study, I guess, in Cincinnati, Ohio. And this is going to be really interesting story to follow to see how that goes. Just want to mention that.
Thank you. Okay. Director Fellow, I don't see him yet. Hopefully he'll join us at our WQA meeting. Next week, we'll go to Director Trevino. Director's comments?
I don't have any comments, sir.
Thank you. We'll go to Director Contreras.
No comments. Thank you.
Okay. And my comments, other than saying hello to Dennis, who is there from Orchardale Water District, just wanted to say a shout out to him. He's always been a good supporter of the Upper District. Other than that, just want to say to Director Santana, hopefully you get a green light pretty soon. It looks like you've been stuck at that light for a long time.
Thank you. Thank you for the well wishes.
All right. Other than that, let's go to item number 17, the future agenda items. Anybody wish to put any items on the agenda?
President Chavez, just wanted to point out, we cut Steve Johnson short on his presentation at our last meeting, and I would like to suggest that at our next meeting, the second meeting in June, that we invite Steve. I haven't checked his schedule. He might be planning to go to the river that week, but we'll check with Steve, and if he's available, we will plan to put the rest of his presentation on that agenda.
Excellent. I look forward to that.
Good, Tom.
Thank you. We'll go to, let's see, future agenda. We'll go to item 18. Attorney, do we have, Mr. O'Neill, do we have any reason to go to closed session?
We do not, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Other than that, we dispense with all the business before us. Is there anything else, Mr. Love, that we need to partake in?
No, thanks, board members.
If nothing further before us, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting, and I want to thank everybody for joining us on this special day. Thank you, Mr. Manning.